a massive weekend for players with round 15 of the NRL. And at the end of it all, the Origin teams for game two in Perth on Sunday week will be selected. Greg Alexander is Brad Fittler's chief advisor. He's part of the inner circle. How far off were you guys, do you think?
Andrew, I thought we were 30% off. I, you know, when you have a look at the game again, I thought we were slow, even though we scored the first try through Jack White. And I just thought we were off the pace. We probably did. We didn't match them in line speed defensively. We probably lost the ruck. And in turn, that made it very hard for us to attack. We were very flat footed. But that wasn't, you know, that was just the fact that Queensland wouldn't. They dominated at the ruck, and it made it very hard for Nathan, who was playing off the back foot. A lot of his kicking was done in that sort of situation, which left him isolated and an easy target. He wasn't moving. There's a lot of things that we can fix up. So I'm thinking that game two, there'll be a big improvement from the Blues.
Yeah, Brandy, look, it's never easy, a loss, and especially in Origin. What was the talk like after the game? Was Brad Fittler, was he a little bit frazzled? Was he positive? How was his demeanour after that 80-minute performance?
Ashton, when you lose an Origin game, it's like losing no other game. Honestly, it's like losing a grand final. Mm. It's a very unique feeling losing an Origin game because the build-up is so long. It's 10 days. It's very intense. The players invest so much through those 10 days, building a bond between each other, which they have to be able to win the game. So it's an emotional week. They get themselves ready. So when it doesn't come off and when you lose, I haven't experienced dressing rooms or, you know, hotel rooms, team hotel rooms as flat as what one is after an Origin loss. It's a hard one to take. Now, Freddie said a couple of things, and, you know, but you generally, you know, you don't want to dissect the match straight after the game. Freddie had some words to say to the players. But the dissecting of the match will come day one of camp two. So, you know, we've still got a round to get through. So, you know, I think the side is, you know, relatively clear in everything. There won't be massive changes. There might be a couple of changes to the side, but not huge changes. And I think it's more about us playing the style of football that we know that team can.
A couple of injury concerns came up last week with Katoni Staggs and Payne Haas, both at least listed to play for Brisbane this week. So I'm not sure whether you've got an update on their likelihood to be right for Perth, and obviously a nervous wait for both camps as you get through the next 4 days.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. You can have your side in your mind, but you've always got to be ready to be flexible and bring players in. And, you know, all the players that the players that missed out on the 17 in game one, the players that have been there before, Angus Crichton, Josh Adokar, Jake Trbojevic, you know, Stephen Crichton came off the bench. You know, those players will, you know, they'll come into the conversation if they all get through this round. So, you know, not a huge amount of changes, but there, you know, there's been a number of players that have done great jobs for the Blues over the years, and you know, they weren't in the side. You know, are they putting their hands up to be selected? A few of them are.
On the Queensland side of things, Greg, in Origin 1, we said this in the call, it was almost like a few minutes into that second half, Cameron Munster said to himself, this is up to me, I'm going to take ownership of this, and boy, didn't he ever. It was one of the great Origin performances. How do you change that? How do you put more pressure on him, I guess, like they did to Nathan Cleary in Origin 1?
Exactly, Andrew. Exactly. Put more pressure on him. You know, he's shown this year that this is his best season that he's had. You know, he's had some pretty good years with the Melbourne Storm. You know, you can go right back to his days when he first started playing, when he played fullback for the Storm, and how he sort of burst onto the scene and all of a sudden became an Origin player. He's just one of those players. Wasn't very long in his club football that he became an Origin player, but he's just one of those guys that loves, you know, the big game, and he can handle it. And he's shown that in the past in Origin. He's come up with some incredible plays through the 4 years that I've been involved. Like Cameron Munster has been the thorn in New South Wales side. There's no doubt. He's a class player, and he's arguably been the best player in the competition this year. He mightn't be leading the Dally M's, but You know, he's had a more consistent season than he has had in the last few years, obviously, with what he's done with himself in terms of his attitude over the off-season. So, yeah, put more pressure on him. That's exactly what needs to happen. We need to get him to ground, Andrew.